Yo, what up? Balloon Hands, Mr. Balloon Hands on the radio at your master. Here we are, Jackson Wilkie and Thor, ready to throw some thunder with some freestyle jams. Right now, we have an absentee, Oliver, unfortunately, but fortunate for him, has taken a pilgrimage to Boston to see the one and only Primus.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. Very jealous. I sold my ticket to be here.
Now, one thing, Thor, that you have unfortunately gotten incorrect is that we are not Balloon Hands Mr. Balloon Hands anymore.
It's the new Balloon Hands Mr. Balloon Hands.
We are W Love this year.
WLOV Love.
Radio Love. And
listen to the sound of my voice, baby.
Yeah, so we have a few special guests. One of the signers for the year, Carson Satterfield. Round of applause.
Snaps.
Carson, how are you doing this evening?
Feeling fine.
Aren't you?
Feeling fine.
You got to talk to the mic, girl.
Feeling fine.
You should know this. Aren't you a yurt signer? Shouldn't you know that you have to talk into the microphone?
I was not aware that your levels were so low.
We've got the professional percussionist, Jeremy, in the building. Also on.
He gets paid for that shit.
Some sort of flute type deal.
He does get paid.
Do you want to play a little ditty?
It's called
for
a tin flute.
No.
Give us a quick little.
He's shy. He doesn't want to be on the air with his whistle. Come on, give us a tune.
That was perfect. That was perfect.
Wonderful.
That's just a teaser of what's to come, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. It's all improv all the time, even if we're not improvisationing. It's maybe recordings of improvisationings, so just be prepared to have your mind blown. Different headspaces. All right, so as our first show came, damn well unprepared. 5 minutes ago we walked in through the pouring rain, so here we are.
We can get the key open, but we got it.
They don't need the logistics.
So I'm going to just play a little Fish song quick because they're always fantastic. And since we are trying to get live improvisational music at the forefront here on this W Love, since they are, you know, modern day legends, I thought I should throw on a song. So this is a Wolfman's Brother from 1998. That's what that letter means.
Is it Island Tour?
I don't know. You tell us, Ben.
Is it?
What's the date? Island Tour?
Yeah. Probably. Just play it.
All right.
Well, no.
Yes.
Yes.
Get me on
beat.
Hey,
I'm pretty
we got
sure Colin
in
the house.
Hey, why don't you say hello, Colin?
Hey, is this the air?
Yeah. You gotta get close.
Say hello to the air.
Hello. I just wandered in here.
Colin's our number one fan.
Right, here comes Wolfman's Brother.
This is our pre-recording an album. You know how you always hear those old 70s albums and stuff? This one's from our fourth album and all that stuff. Well, this one is from our album that we haven't recorded yet, which is going to be next week. We're going to... This album's from our last week's concert. When it all
all began there. I heard the knock upon my door, and the Wolfman's brother, the Wolfman's brother came down on me. Well, the telephone was ringing. It's the Wolfman's brother, the Wolfman's brother coming down on me. So I might be on a side street or a stairway to the stars. I hear the high-pitched gravitation, propellers from afar. It's a Wolfman's brother, the 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 Wolfman's brother, coming down. Oh,
Now a little jam, folks. Can we have the musicians gather underneath the Omni mic? Is it on?
Can you give it a check?
Check the Omni.
Can you give a check on the Omni?
Can you someone be under the Omni mic and talking?
That's
nice and loud.
Hey. Can you hear me? Can we lower it a tiny bit more?
Yeah.
Lower it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lower it a little more.
Can we turn it up?
Is this good?
Okay.
Yo.
Hello. Alright. Check. Thank you.
Trying to disguise himself.
Oh, Hank, yeah, Hank should get his ass down here.
He should get down here. If you're still listening, get down here right now.
Come on, Hank.
Alright. That was a little jamming G with the gang. I guess we're just gonna keep on jamming, because that's what we do. Improvisational music. Thank you.
hope you enjoyed listening to us as much as we enjoyed listening to ourselves. We thank Jeremy Dexter Fellows on drums. He's professional, everybody. He's got a real job. And he plays the drums, so that makes him a professional drummer. By default, I say. Resident Wook in the studio. Pockets, Bacon, or Ben. You can call him any one of those things. Ben, how you doing tonight?
Good.
Ben's doing good. Ben, so I was hoping maybe you could throw it in a jam for us since you're a gigantic Wook.
You want me to put a jam on?
Wookie.
You're a drug-induced filthy haze. All right.
Can you all provide the gems before I pick it?
Funkadelic.
Yes, we'll keep playing.
Yeah. Keep playing for a little while. Let me get up on the levels.
Yeah, I'm trying to make this sound really good.
It's undeniable.
All right, we'll provide the gems. Keep going.
Yo, what? Break shit.
Ow!
What's up, y'all?
Alright.
So can you tell us, what have you got for us? Tell us about it.
Well, we are going to play you this jam by the Disco Biscuits. It was played 10 years ago today. Today is the 23rd, right?
Today is the 23rd, you are correct.
Today's the 23rd. All right, this was played 10 years ago today. This is the second Shimmy Jam played at the Fox Theater on 10 years ago today. I think I've said that like 50 times, so let's go.
Wait, who is this?
The Biscuits, the Disco Biscuits.
The Disco Biscuits?
The Disco Biscuits.
Thanks for telling us that.
You're welcome.
Sorry. All right, here it comes, the Disco Biscuits.
They're definitely not. Oh, there we go. Ooh. All right.
Thank you. said it 10 in the morning, you guys, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. Think of the middle of a tree. Thank you.
They're just way too loud.
I right, still can't hear us, bring though. Bring it up a little bit.
There we go. Okay, there we cool. go. There we All go. All
right, we've got some very special guests in the studio. We've got the master blues man, Jordan. Come say hello. Give us a little wail.
What's up, pretty people? How you doing tonight, man? This is your man, Jordan Bessie. Just chilling back on the mic. I'm going to hang back from Jackson right here.
All right, and we got Colin, who came in earlier. He looks very happy to be here. Hank's in the back. If you don't remember Hank, I believe he used a fake name earlier, calling and asking about black velvet. You know, that's a very fancy, it's a very fancy material, black velvet, and it takes a while to obtain.
That's what we spin our records
it's
on.
It's imported from Germany, all the way by aeroplane. So it's tough. It's tough to get. So, all right. So in honor of the Primus show tonight, we wish we could be there. We're going to throw on a Les Claypool's Flying Frog Brigade, and I haven't had the pleasure of seeing this band, but I would really love to sometime. So here it is, with Buzzards of Green Hill.
All to the county, they come from the city, out into Green Hill, driving like bastards, stomping the throttle, buzzards of Green Hill, broke out on roadkill. Oh, little fuzzy wuzzy was a baby man, little fuzzy wuzzy didn't have no hair, little fuzzy wuzzy wasn't fuzzy wuzzy, but he didn't give a good hot damn. Little Ruby had a furry kitty cat, brother ran him off in a t-ball bat, out on Green Hill, a little kitty cat. Yeah.
All right, so we have
Ben did it wrong.
Up next, we have a sweet little tune by a man named Don Covey. This one goes out to all the pretty ladies out there. It's called Mercy, Mercy.
That was Don Covey with Mercy, Mercy. Thank you very much for that one, Jordan. I'm sure the ladies appreciated it. All right, next up we got, for our last song tonight, a legendary performance, Santana playing Soul Sacrifice at Woodstock. This was their big break moment. Santana was only 22 at the time, and they did a really, really fantastic job. So here it is, Soul Sacrifice by Santana.
We got one more tune for you. It's called Soul Sacrifice.